The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Here we are, Players Lounge. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
The playoff edition. Let's ride. Hecma Harrison, Barry Church, Nui Scruggs. All right, just left the locker room. I was trying to stick around to see if I could hear Dak, but it was just Tony Pollard and Micah Parsons. So,
T-peasy.
Micah Parsons said, we are entertainers. Going to be put on a show.
Oh.
And he was talking about the question between, because Clarence Hill, former Star Telegram, asked him about Nick Bosa. He said, you anxious to show him, you know, you're who the real defensive player of the year? He's like, you know, no, I got nothing against Bosa. Bosa's a good player.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, I'm going to do his thing. I'm going to do my thing. We're entertainers. We'll go ahead and we'll put on a show. So how great would it be if we saw a show between those two guys, you know, getting after. That would be fun. That would be fun to watch in today's National Football League, which is all about just, you know, offense, to see two guys dominate and get after the quarterback. I would have any issues with that.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun to watch. You know, Dak Prescott wouldn't like, you know, Nick Bosa coming around and giving us all the show, so hopefully they can block him up somehow, some way. But that guy's a force. If we look at it, that guy is a force. He's probably, you know, defensive player of the year, and for a reason. 18 and a half sacks. He's always affecting the game, whether it's batting down passes, tackles for loss, sacks, forced fumbles. The guy, he's a five-tool player out there, so he's a stud in his own regard. But I'm going to need the big briefcase, your man, the big bazooka,
yeah, for sure,
to come and do what he did last week against Tampa Bay. Because, you know, going into that game, I thought, you know, there's no way he's going to be able to affect the game as far as stats is concerned. I thought he would be getting double teamed, and the most he can do is open everything up for the rest of the defensive line. But he showed he's more than just a pass rusher. He went up there batting those bad paws down quick, getting after Tom Brady. So I'm going to need a big briefcase to have another one of those virtuosos, one of those great games out there, because they're going to need it. Because Purdy and this offense, even though he's a young seventh-round rookie, the guy has some promise, and he's 6-0 for a reason. So we need the big briefcase to show up. Nick Bosa, you know, sit over there and just relax for a little bit.
No, you better prepare yourself for a show. It's going to be like that regardless. I mean, this is the division. This is the round that everybody is going to bring their best stuff. I think that the 49ers with Nick Bosa, he is the force multiplier for that front line, just like Micah Parsons is for the Dallas Cowboys. He makes guys like Ekabon, Kinlaw, and Armstead. Mm. He makes those guys better. Not to say that they're not great players, because they are. The one thing that I've noticed about San Francisco and their defense, especially the front line, is just how smart those guys play. It's a treat to turn the tape on and watch a defense play the way that these guys play. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all out. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody as good as Fred Warner at the linebacker position.
The best.
He reminds me of the Seattle linebackers back in the day when them boys, like him and Greenlaw, play in concert together like that, you know. But what can you say about Nick Bosa? I mean, he's big, he's physical, his mature, the way that he's built up. I mean, I want that. You know, I want Micah to look like that, you know, because of the way that he's built. But Micah knows, man, it's going to be a showdown. And for the Dallas Cowboys, Micah has to be the bazooka. Yeah. He's got to take this game over. It's not this, oh, he had the effect of getting other guys, you know, making plays. No, number 11 has to make some plays. Okay. You have to come away Sunday night saying, Micah did – this was this impact play by number 11. And I think, and I know for you, maybe, you know, being on the field with other competitors, knowing that you're going to be across from another safety on the other side that you may admire or look up to, that brings the best out in you. So I expect for Bosa just being there, his presence, to bring the best out of Micah.
this is what you love about football this time of the year. These are, you know, you got the four best teams left here who've earned their way here, and let's go out there and see what they can do. And you need your stars to win.
Mm-hmm.
You need your stars to win. And I'm blessed to get out here to go watch this game. Something I love to see, and I just want to see two great defensive players do their thing. I want to see greatness. That's what I want to see. I want to see the people do what you do. And, you know, best team will win. But this is in an offensive league where they have legislated the rules against the defense all day long to see what these guys are doing. I don't think people understand how special it is. You know, quarterbacks are getting rid of the ball quicker than ever. Mm-hmm. So to see what Bosa and Micah Parsons is doing, to me, it really is special. And to see both guys on Sunday, man, I'm looking forward to the treat. And obviously, both offensive lines I've got to figure out. I talked to Cooper Rush yesterday. He said, hey, look, you know, when you get, you got to find out where 97 is.
You got to.
And vice versa. You know, Brock Purdy stepped in line, and, you know, offense, okay, where's 11? So that's kind of the cool part about it. And then you mentioned Fred Warner. You know, how does Tank Lawrence feed off the things that Micah Parsons is doing? Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, this is what great players do. Other people are able to eat. I mean, for years we talk about Lawrence Taylor and how great he was, but boy, how was Harry Carson's and Gary Reasons and Carl Banks, you know, and Jim Burt, all these other people who are on that defense too. You know, when they're having to focus on the superstar, that means some other people can get free and do some damage as well. So it's going to be great. I don't anticipate Justin Peters playing at all. I don't think any of us do. So that means Tyler Smith will be at left tackle. And you know, Tyler Smith at left tackle, Connor McGovern at left guard. Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll throw some things their way here with 97 and Bosa, which that's what you should do. Yeah. You're going to have to test them. Mm-hmm. And this will be a great opportunity for McGovern, who's about to hit free agent market, and for Tyler Smith, who – in my opinion, is going to be the long-term solution at left tackle to get some experience. And this is what you, as fans, this is what you look forward to. You look forward to seeing this kind of game with these kind of matchups, man, especially on the offense defense side.
And if you look at, you know, their defense, the 49ers defense, you talk about both of those linebackers in Greenlaw and Fred Warner, how they reminded you of a young Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
And I forget the other guy's name that ran with him, but those
KJ
two,
Wright.
KJ Wright, those two were formidable. So to me, the weakness of that 49ers defense, it's got to be the secondary. And exactly. It's not a super weakness because they still got some legit players out there. But out of all the levels, D-line, linebackers, I feel like that secondary, you can attack them. Because if you looked at that game last week and they had, what was my guy for the Seattle Seahawks?
Geno Smith.
All right, Geno Smith, I don't think he's anywhere near the quarterback that Dak Prescott is. But he was able to dice that secondary a little bit. Him and Metcalf had a couple connections out there. Metcalf had a huge afternoon. I think he went for $130 out there receiving. So I feel like you can attack that secondary overall. But what it comes down to is, can this offensive line, who performed well last week against Tampa Bay, can they hold up against those studs up front? Because it ain't just, you know, one guy like Vita Vea. You're going to have the Nick Bosa's. You're going to have the Eric Armstead's, all the guys you mentioned. Can they hold up against that defensive line? If so, I think it gives Dak Prescott an opportunity to do some damage.
And last week it was all about Todd Bowles and how he was going to approach it. And, you know, I laughed with you, man, because on our text chain, just about the way that – I don't want to call it arrogance, but his thing was, we're going to crowd the line of scrimmage. We're going to bring more men than you can block, all right? And so if I'm D'Amico Ryans, I'm not going to change from what I saw Todd Bowles doing because I feel like my personnel is better.
They are.
You know, and I can do that same. This is a copycat league, because so I can do the same thing that he did with better personnel and expect a better result. Because if I'm bringing seven and it's five guys, somebody's going to come unblocked, and I'm going to make it where Dak Prescott has to make the easy read, the quick read.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's pivotal that Dak has a back to back perfect game like he did last week. San Francisco is leading the league in interceptions.
20 of them things.
Okay. Now, think about this. Last season, we were in the same position as the Dallas Cowboys leading the league in interceptions. But yet, there were certain parts of our defense that we recognized that, hey, man, we got a problem over here. Mm-hmm. San Francisco has that same blaring thing. Everybody's saying it. If you see DK Metcalf go for 150, whatever he went for last week, you're thinking that the Cowboys can duplicate that because they don't just have Metcalf and Lockett. They have other weapons that I think that you can use. For Kellen Moore, this is that game where you come in with a game plan that's going to make D'Amico Ryans' group think. And that's the one thing. You got to make these guys think. You got to spread them out, run them from side to side. We haven't seen CeeDee Lamb with those reverses and stuff like that. Those plays like that, because we have to make this defense just say, I don't know what the hell they're going to do next. So you have to balance it. In every statistical category, they are damn near number one. So how do you overcome those things when they're not giving up more than 70 yards rushing? What do you do? Run at it? You know? So there has to be a game plan in this for Kellen Moore where you keep balancing. You don't throw the ball 50 times, because that's the recipe that I think we all would say wouldn't work.
So, guys, in your opinion right now, who's got a better defense, San Francisco or Philadelphia?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's tough.
And it's tough because of what both of these teams have up front. But I'm going to say Philadelphia.
That's the better defense?
Yeah. I'm going to say Philadelphia is better up front because of Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, Montez Sweat. I mean, those are guys, like, those are legit dudes. I think it just – and I'm really splitting hairs when it comes down to that, man. Yeah. I think it's separated at linebacker position.
You're right, and I have to agree with you. I mean, you swayed me when you talk about what they have on that defensive line. I mean, they led the league in sacks for a reason. And then when you talk about their secondaries, both of them, you know, they're all right. They're not the greatest of all secondaries, but – when you look at it, big play Slay, James Bradbury, you know, they're getting Gardner Johnson at that safety. I think as an overall group, I would have to lean towards Philadelphia. Just the simple fact that how they can rush the passer, or how can they rush the passer.
I'll say this. You know, whoever wins this game between the Niners and the Cowboys, who most likely get Philadelphia, and even if they'll get Philadelphia, you're going to get a Giants team that's red hot. Right, that's not going to roll over. Mm-hmm. And then whoever you have to face in the Super Bowl, you are going to have whoever. If the NFC team wins this Super Bowl, they're going to have earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just look at what's left out here. Man, this is really right now for anybody to host the trophy right now. You're going to have to play some really good football and beat some really good football teams, man.
Good quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. And some good defenses, yeah. Some good players. I mean, this is, I mean, when we just kind of look at what's left out here, man, you're like, wow, you know what? There's no, well, I'd rather face this. No, guess what? Nobody's easy at this point in time, man. There's a lot of good football teams and players.
Is it a far-gone conclusion to say that the better defenses are in the NFC? I mean, we know the I would give the quarterback,
yeah, definitely
to the AFC.
Yeah.
But as far as defenses, would you say the best defenses are in the NFC?
And see, to me, you kind of answered one reason why your defense in the AFC aren't looking as good, because of those quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, in a league where, you know, I'm sorry. If you can't hold a receiver and Patrick Mahomes is getting some time to pass, good luck. Right. I mean, he's out here and you know, I didn't want to tell you this.
What?
You are right about the MVP. It should be Patrick Mahomes.
That hurt right there, America.
You can tell that.
Yeah, hurt.
That stung my boy a little bit.
Hurt. Hey, give me some of that.
I love a dog team, James. But no, when you start to think about who Patrick Mahomes is playing with, we're going to take away Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes, all right, we're going to zero in on the tight end. The tight end is still going to get off. And you just got random dudes.
That's it.
Just random dudes. And someone was talking the other day about how the 49ers decided to take Solomon Thomas in that draft. You know, they traded down, let Chicago get Trubisky, and then they take Solomon. What if they take Patrick Mahomes with Kyle Shanahan?
That's ridiculous.
You know,
we were all blessed.
Yes. Thank goodness. You know, it was sitting up here with not one, not two, not three, not four. I mean, it'd be crazy. But when you think about the defense in the AFC, I mean, just think about the quarterbacks who are out there, man. That's hard. I mean, you literally are just, hey, man, we can hold these dudes to 30. We might, you know, hold the 30. Let's hold the 30, guys. See what we can get done here. I mean, it's that in the AFC, man. It's that kind of thing when you think about it there. So versus the quarterback play that we're looking at right now. I mean, you've got Jalen Hurts, who's hurt. We don't know the extent of how good he could be, but we saw that last game. You know, he wasn't 100. He wasn't what he was, so he's compromised. Now you got a rookie, and then you've got you got Dak Prescott playing here. So
that game Saturday. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that game Saturday is going to be interesting
between
Philly and New York.
Oh,
because what the question is, and this is the million-dollar question for the whole season, because they were so hot. Go ahead.
We'll take a break and we will come
back. All right, cool.
Let's dive into that because I've also got some thoughts about this too. Because Saturday, once I get off the plane, go get dinner, and we're going to sit up here and watch some TV, man, because it's about to be fun. Barry Church, Heckma Harris, I'm New East Coast Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos, right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves. Shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
As the boys are striving for greatness, do the same with the Dallas Cowboys jerseys. Get your hands on the premium gear at the nearest Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience and level up your game day look for the NFC Conference Championship.
Heckma Harrison, appreciate it very much. Got Barry Church, former Cowboy safety, right here in the Players Lounge. I'm Newey Scruggs. Mike McCarthy, by the way, ended up taking his playoff record to 11-9 overall in his coaching career. Now, heck, you were talking about Saturday's matchup, and we're talking about, hey, by the way, three NFC East teams are in the divisional round.
Least to the beast.
As I said to my guys on DC Radio, as they called me and said, hey, guys, everybody in the NFC East whose team is not for sale is in the playoffs.
Schneider.
hope your new owner can help you out. Hope your new owner can help you out here. But heck, you want to talk about that game between the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, and what's interesting and what I'm going to be looking for is they're in a situation with Jalen Hurts where their offensive game plan has completely changed. All of the things that they did in the RPO, I'm sure for Sirianni, he's having to scrap a lot of that. Because if you run Jalen Hurts up in there with the AC joint, I don't know if you've ever had an AC joint and all that. Mm. It just pops out. It does its own thing, you know, and there's no control over it. Just only time and letting that thing heal is going to make it heal. And sometimes it never goes back to where it was before without surgery. So he's playing limited. And how limited is what the Giants are going to find out. If he can't run, that takes away from their offense immensely. That changes the complexity of their running game because how much of that running game and the success that they had was contingent on the way that he ran. If he can't do that, that changes their offense, and then you're asking him to do something that's not in his wheelhouse, and that's just be a pocket passer. That's not who he is. So it's like with a leopard or zebra can't change the spots, whatever it is, he can't change. And at some point, when they're backed up against a wall, he's going to turn back into who he is. And that who he is May get him out of there.
Do y'all think Sirianni's going to scrap it all, though? I mean, this is do or die time. Like, this is the playoffs.
If you go back to your backup quarterback, that's die.
Yeah, that is die, because Minshew ain't going to get it done. But
Minshew come in for you, baby. It's over.
I just feel like you got to put everything on the table. I mean, because you're going to kick yourself in the butt if you go out there, you know, force this guy to be a pocket guy, got to just distribute the ball like Dak Prescott or something like that.
Right.
And that's just not his game. That is not his game at all. And you're 100% correct when you say if he can't run the football, that compromises the entire offense. Because if we look at it, that's how he was able to beat Dallas. That's how he was able to get that chink in the Dallas armor. They was able to make Micah Parsons think by using that RPO action. If that's not available, you know, what is this offense? Is it still a top 10 offense? Is he still that MVP caliber type quarterback? I'm not so sure about that.
Just looking at the stats from the last game, because the season ender for both teams was Philadelphia hosting the Giants, and Philly needed to win that game to get the home field. They won 22-16. As far as running the ball, Jalen Hurts had 9 carries for just 13 yards. That's a 1.4 average right there. And his long was 8 yards. Drastically different from what we've seen earlier in the year. And then from a passing standpoint, 20 of 35 for 220 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception. So he had a QBR of 23, a quarterback rating of 65 in the game, and got sacked 3 times.
And even what's bigger than that, Lane Johnson has an abdominal tear. Mm. And I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how you go out there and deal with Kayvon Thibodeau with the abdominal tear. I don't know if you can shoot that up. I don't know if you can't wrap it.
Yeah, that ain't working. You don't realize how much core you use until you actually hurt a core muscle. And it's like, man.
Trying to bend down, stretch. That's a challenge.
It is.
They are compromised in that way. And just going back, and I just watched a little bit of that film just from last week for them versus the Giants, and he didn't look like himself. He didn't look like it. Hey, he was sliding when he did those runs.
Looking like Tom Brady.
He was getting out the way. He was making sure he got, you know, he did not want to be compromised in any way. But if this football game is close, if they're having to continue to commit to the run, if Lane Johnson isn't 100%, I think this New York Giants defense, which is red hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are red hot, and they're red hot in the right places. Up front is where they're made up. So I don't know. This is, hey, man, if the Giants can pull this off, and obviously we pull this off, party at AT&T, baby.
The Giants, they got to have confidence, though. Because if you talk about that last game against Philly, they rested, you know, a lot of their players, a lot of their main guys, Danny Dimes, Saquon, a lot of those guys up front, and they were still able to give Philly, you know, problems defensively. Yeah. So they got to have immense confidence going into this game, especially after smacking Kirk Cousins and them boys. They red hot right now.
You look at the Cowboys in Tampa Bay, how drastic they were from the first game of the year to the playoffs. That first Giants-Eagles game was played up there at MetLife. It was a 48-22 win. Mm. And in that contest, Hurts ran 7 times, 77 yards, averaged 11 yards, had a touchdown. Longest was 24-yard carry there. And then passing the ball, he was 21-31 for 217 yards and 2 touchdowns. So a QBR 84, quarterback rating of 109. Drastically different.
Yeah.
He's hurt. And I got to go back to what you say. If you're the Giants, look at this. You played a close game against Minnesota, and you lost it. So they came back there knowing, okay, we know what to do in this building. We just got to finish the job. They have to have confidence. Philadelphia's off a week, but still the last team you played was the Giants. And if I'm the Giants, I'm coming in here. I have to beat Minnesota. We playing with house money. You know, we got nothing to lose here.
Mm-hmm.
And you Danny Dimes, hey man, contract number's going up. Because if they don't want to pay me, somebody else will in this league. Yeah. You're Saquon Barkley, you know, you're up to. I mean, make some more cash here. And
how hard
7.5 points, I don't gamble. I don't gamble, but give me Philadelphia in 7.5. That's what you got.
Hell yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
That's a lot of points. A
lot of points.
And I don't know, like, what the football Jesus stat is on this, but I think beating a team 3 times in a season is pretty difficult to do.
Extremely.
And this is going to be – this would be Philadelphia's 3rd time beating the Giants. I just think that this is a different Giants team when you point out the success that they had in finishing the job. But, man, this is – like, this playoff weekend, to me, is what all of these teams collectively throughout the year, you figured a lot of these guys would be there, with the exception of New York.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody expected New York and Brian Daboll to do the job that they did. But you knew that there would be someone come out of left field, just like last year. The Bengals came out of left field. You said they were going to go to the Super Bowl. You lied because you didn't pick them. All right? But there's going to always be a team that you don't expect to get there to get there. But, my God, these matchups – for Jalen Hurts to be on the cusp of an MVP and now be hurt, his game is compromised. To flip it over to the San Francisco-Dallas matchup, Brock Purdy, a rookie.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant, playing the best football I think we've ever seen anybody play besides Tom Brady. And he's got that offense clicking. Yeah. And, I mean, I just think that this weekend, these matchups that they have, man, the NFL's got to be licking their chops as far as the ratings and how many people are going to be tuned in. Because you got some good stuff, boy.
Yeah, it's huge markets.
Look at the markets. You got the number one market.
Exactly.
And the Giants going up.
Absolutely.
Against Philadelphia, which is number four. No, five. We're four now.
Dallas is four?
Yeah, Dallas.
Oh, wow.
People moving here. So you got 1-5. Then you got the Cowboys, number four, against San Francisco, which they passed. San Francisco is like six now. Mm. So, you know, but top 10 markets.
Yeah.
Brand names, you know, Super Bowl teams that have won Super Bowls. So that on the NFC side, man, it's pretty. That's why Fox pays all that money for it. So
doesn't that bring you back to those like this San Francisco, Dallas? It has so much nostalgia around it, man. For you, like in the 90s, early 90s, like even the 80s, like people can't appreciate this. This is a rivalry.
It was, by the time I came around, it was kind of like disbanded a little bit.
I tried to tell my mom I was sick after the 49ers won that game on the catch because I talk cash noise. Pulaski.
Oh, you didn't want to go back to school that day?
You talking cash money.
Man, I was a Cowboy fan growing up. I had to. It was when you only could get the two jerseys. I had the blue jersey just to show you I was that fan.
The beat 'em up blue.
The unlucky blue jersey.
Right.
So I had that, man. I had the, you know, the old jacket with the sleeves. Remember the Letterman jacket that had the silver sleeves on
it?
I had all that, man. I had my cowboy raincoat, cowboy. But my whole life, my whole wardrobe was cowboy based.
There we go.
From JCPenney. Because in Georgia, they only sold three things at Penny's. They sold Cowboys, Falcons, and Steelers. That was it.
Yeah.
That was all they sold at that store. But, yeah, man, I talk cash noise, man. And they lost that game. I was distraught because they had lost the NFC Championship game the year before to the Philadelphia Eagles 20-7 in the event. So we all expected this. We're going to get it done this time.
Mm-hmm.
They were the established Dallas Cowboys. They were played better that day, too. And, man, they lost. And so that's 82. That was an 82 when they won. So fast forward, man, about 1996. I meet Dennis Thurman for the first time as defensive backs coach at USC. I was like, yeah, man, I know you. I grew up watching you, man. It's like, man, that catch game, man, I cry. And DT looked at me and said,
out of here too.
You cry.
Out of here too.
I said, my bad.
You right.
My bad. And so for people like me and Heck, when they faced them in 92 when nobody thought they could win at Candlestick Park, to about Troy and the guys, man, I was like, man, they're going to do this. And when they won, and they brought Roger Staubach out there to Candlestick Park for that one. It was a bad field. And all of a sudden, you know, the Cowboys are winning, then they cut it close. And next thing you know, man, it put Troy under center, man, goes back to pass, hits Alvin Harper. He beats Dana Hall, who fell down there. He runs down there inside the red zone. Emmitt punches it in. They're going to Super Bowl, man.
That was crazy.
For diehard Cowboy fans, man.
I remember that moment like it was yesterday.
Yes. There are two games that I, as a Cowboy fan, I needed to have them win. I needed them to beat San Francisco that day. And then I needed them to beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 30. Yeah. Those were like, I need this as a Cowboy fan. I need this redemption to wipe away the memories of the catch and to wipe away Super Bowl 13. Because I tell people all the time, and you know this, Heck, too, there were so many gold jackets lost by the Cowboys in Super Bowl 13. First rematch in the Super Bowl between the Cowboys and the Steelers. The team who won was going to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in history. The Cowboys would have been back-to-back champions because they won Super Bowl 12, would have beaten the Steelers. You know, so Drew Pearson doesn't have to wait forever and a day to get it. Cliff Harris, all that. All those gold jackets were lost in Florida. Then the damn referee ran in front of Franco, ran in front of Charlie Waters, which let Franco run for like a 30-yard touchdown. Then Jackie Smith dropped the ball in the end. There were just so many things in that game, man. You know, Mean Joe Green told me later on, he's like, yeah, I had a concussion in the game. I don't know why they stopped running, but thank goodness they did. Man, just so many things about Super Bowl. Here I am, a 52-year-old man. I'm still not over that because I had to go to school. I had the kind of parents that made you go to school. I didn't want to go to school. I said, why you want to go to school? Because I talked all that noise.
Cash money.
Well, you got to take you got to take your medicine like I do. I took my medicine all year.
I didn't want to. They didn't have tasty cakes.
Oh, they should have had that tasty cake ready for you. That's why you're trying to be on me so hard for something that you went through in the fourth grade, man. You do better, man.
Hey, man, you know, hurt people hurt people.
That's exactly what it is.
Hurt people hurt people. Y'all ain't right. Let's take a break. We come back here.
Damn.
hurt people, man.
Kyle Shanahan, Mike McCarthy. Let's dive into the head coaches in this matchup next with Barry Church, Heckman Harris, I'm Newey Scruggs, Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos, DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to the Players Lounge.
The Dallas Cowboys are heading to Santa Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round of the 2022 NFL playoffs. Come out to the Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for a free divisional watch party on Sunday, January 22nd. Cheer on the boys alongside the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and rowdy while enjoying $5 Miller Lights, lawn games, food trucks, and more. Gates open at 4 p.m. and kickoff is at 5:30. For more information, visit DallasCowboys.com/playoffs. Go Cowboys.
That is our guy, Heckman Harrison, here. We got Barry Church, former Cowboys safety. I'm Newey Scruggs. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. You're going to need a whole bunch of Tostitos for the football watching this weekend. It's going to be
got
nice.
Got to.
Okay? It is going to be nice. Let's talk about the head coaches in this. Mike McCarthy against Kyle Shanahan. I would dare say right now, I would I don't think it's a stretch to say Kyle Shanahan's the best play caller in the National Football League. To do what he's doing with Brock Purdy, to get Christian McCaffrey midway through the year. I mean, he knows what he wants to do, and they go out there.
I would agree.
And Mike McCarthy, my opinion, the most underappreciated Super Bowl winning coach we have in the National Football League.
I would agree as well.
Here's a team who, first year, COVID year, not good. Since then, won 12 games each season. 11-9 in the playoffs. We've not seen Tom Brady suffer a defeat the way that he has in his playoff career. And we should, and in my mind, Jerry even said it, but to me, let's not even bring up this job status of Mike McCarthy. But how do you guys see this matchup of these two coaches coming into this football game?
You know, I think that obviously the familiarity between the two of these coaches is important. Between the defensive coordinator and the head coach of San Francisco is important. These guys know each other pretty well. So I think a lot's going to come down to that matchup offensively. I think Shanahan, when I think about him, he's a chip off the old block. His old man was the block, though.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the play caller is concerned, his dad was the best. Mm-hmm. All right. He has done the best at implementing a system that is obviously easy enough for a rookie quarterback to come in and use it, a first-round pick to come in and use it. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo come in and be successful. All you got to do is not rock the boat. You know, do the plays that they call, and don't rock the boat, don't turn the ball over. And that's where I give him the systems part of it. When I just got to say this, man, when Christian McCaffrey got traded in the middle of the season to San Francisco, I said, well, damn. You know, well, do Shanahan a favor then, NFL. You know, give him the piece that literally his style of play was missing, because all he needed was Debo got hurt, and then he gets Christian McCaffrey. I'm sorry. That damn near, one's white, one's black, but if you switch them, you know.
So, Jerry, you never know.
You never know because of what Christian McCaffrey can do and what Debo can do. For Mike McCarthy, so much of his legacy has been tied to Aaron Rodgers, which is unfortunate because you would think, you know, a lot of coach-quarterback combinations, they give the coach more of the credit than they do give the quarterback. But it's vice versa with Mike in Green Bay. They give Aaron Rodgers all the credit for that. They don't say anything about the defenses and how great those guys were. They give Aaron Rodgers credit for those victories. But I think that Mike McCarthy has done such a great job in the 3 years that he's been here. He's not going to get a mulligan for the COVID year. Nobody cares about that either way. Coaching 12-5, two 12-5 seasons back-to-back last year, not what he wanted going out in the first round. But this season, having his quarterback go out for five games, he did a superior coaching job. There are not a lot of coaches in this league that can win the games that he won without your number one quarterback, and he did that, and he doesn't get any credit for it. But I think this matchup between these two guys that are really kind of, I don't know, if you talk about the way that they're trending, both of them at this point are trending in the same direction. I think the respect for Mike McCarthy is starting to turn around because people are starting to understand and give him credit for the coaching job that he's done this year.
Without a doubt. I mean, when you look at Mike McCarthy and what he's able to bring to this Cowboys team, I mean, he switched up the whole culture, the whole environment. Yeah. He turned it into a winning environment to where these players expect to win. You know, they don't expect to go out there and have a close game and all this other stuff. So I got to give Mike McCarthy huge credit for that. You already mentioned, you lose quarterback number one for 5 weeks. Not only that, you lose your Hall of Fame tackle for 12 weeks.
Right.
You lose your top two or your three corners for the whole season.
Right.
You implement young guys in there, and you're still able to get the most out of each and every one of these players out here. And I got to give Mike McCarthy the credit because he's the one that put this coaching staff together. And he's the one that got these guys in there and had the wherewithal to know not to overstep and not say, okay, you know, I'm going to let Dan Quinn do his thing. I'm going to let, you know, the young guy do his thing offensively. So got to give him major credit. But this is going to be a tough matchup when you talk about Shanahan and what he's able to do, because the 49ers, they're one of the few teams, maybe the only team, that majors in that 12 personnel. Mm-hmm. A lot of cats go out there, 11 personnel, they try to spread everybody out so you can have – these guys, he gets five receivers out in 12 per by using a fullback Kyle Juszczyk, using Kittle, using McCaffrey in the backfield as a receiver. So it's going to be tough because what are you going to do in that sense? I mean, defensively, Dan Quinn, his big-time package is going to be that big nickel where they run their three safety personnel. Are you sure you can run that against 12 personnel in that running attack? It's going to be tough. It's going to be extremely tough. So when you talk about this coaching battle, play calling, I got to lean towards Kyle Shanahan. But if it comes down to a close game and the decisions have to be made, I got to go with McCarthy on this one. Got to go with McCarthy if it comes down to a close one.
That's big for you to admit that about McCarthy, because I think the conventional wisdom around the NFL doesn't lean to McCarthy in that way. A lot of people will go towards Shanahan. Even Shanahan blew that league when he was in Atlanta. Yeah. Nobody talk about that. Yeah. But anyway, either way, that's why I point to Dan Quinn and him defensively, because I think he knows the chemical makeup of the way that Shanahan likes to play call and vice versa. For me, I think their offense is, you bring up the guy that really, when I watched him on film, number 44, he's the dude. Mm-hmm. Like 44 and 21, when he, as a lead blocker, like that's old school football. They don't play with a lead blocker no more. It's usually an H-back or something like that. This dude is legit a full-time fullback. That's what he does. And the way that they can bunch you in together and just play a power game, it's just outstanding. And last season when we had that playoff game, man, they were reach blocking, those stretch plays, getting out on the outside. And when I look back to the Green Bay game, that's exactly what I see, that power game that they played, getting us out on the outside, having Trayvon Diggs, having his secondary make tackles. And that was the thing that we didn't have last year. KZ was out there. Mm. And I'm not saying that DeMonte KZ didn't want it, but I think DeMonte KZ is completely different of a free safety than Malik Hooker.
Yes.
Than Donovan Wilson. And so that's where my confidence comes. Even this year where we've struggled, it's been a part of our Achilles heel is stopping the run, but I feel so good in an elimination game knowing that it's going to be Malik Hooker or Donovan Wilson coming downhill to make the tackle.
Sound tackling. You cannot miss tackles in a game like this. It'll cost you. It'll kill you. I was just checking over here as we get ready to wrap the show. Dallas Cowboys with the most experience on the team. Do you know who has the most who's playing the most postseason games on this team?
Tyron?
T.Y. Hilton, 9.
T.Y. Hilton.
I forgot about T.Y.
Right. Followed by snapper Matt Overton with 7, then Dante Fowler with 6, then it's C.J. Goodwin.
Wow.
Tied with Fowler with 6.
Yeah. C.J. Goodwin.
Yeah.
I know Fowler from our Jacksonville. He got, and in L.A.
Jacksonville and L.A. So there you go. Then we start looking at DeMarcus Lawrence. He also has 6. Zach Martin has 6. Jason Peters has 6. So,
T.Y.
Yeah, Tyron Smith does have 6 as well. But that's a pretty interesting thing like there. Tomorrow we'll dive into the fact that while the Cowboys snapped that streak of, 30 years without a road playoff win, it's even longer when we talk about divisional road wins. So this is truly a challenge for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll dive into that tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow because we'll also make our picks for this game as well, even though I already told you.
But you're not here.
Oh, I'm not
you
here.
What are you talking
about? What are you talking about? We need to get you right now. Yeah, okay. What's the matter with you, man?
Put it on paper,
Yeah, put it on paper.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you right now. 24-23.
24-23.
Yes. Money Maher.
No.
Money Maher sits up here and they run him off like Rudy.
Money
Maher. You're going to run off like Rudy.
Money Maher for the win.
Money Maher for the win.
Woo!
You're a journalist at heart, boy. You want the melodramatics.
I'm telling you, he want that.
Mike said it's going to be a
new
show.
New instructs here, reporting.
The new candlestick.
Brett, you're emotional after that. somebody hit him with.
Brett over there crying.
You're
I knew they had faith in me. They told me I could do it. I knew I needed a second chance. That's all.
Boy, Brett Maher might have a snot bubble if he does that. That guy is taking some hits right now. We didn't even talk about the new kicker. What's his name? Let's Lisa says
Vizcaino.
Vizcaíno.
They say he was 3 for 5 at practice today.
That's not good. That's not good. Hey, that'll get you shipped. That'll get you back to Oak Cliff, man. 3 for 5. If you said 5 for 5, I'll be rocking with you. You can't come here and do that, Vizcaíno.
He's going to stay on the practice.
Yes, indeed. Brett Maher, you straight. Hey, Brett Maher, we trust.
That is not good.
That is 3 for 5. Come on, church. You know we need
that. I'll know the distances, man. I'll know the distances.
He'll be standing next to Jalen Tolbert with a hat and a t-shirt on Saturday. Well, it's going to be cold, so it'll be a sweatshirt.
You're going to have that new gear. You're going to have that new gear.
That playoff, Cowboy playoff.
That towel, too. You know he's going to be waving that thing. Let's go.
Heckman Harrison, Barry Church. I'm Newey Scruggs. It's been the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!